Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now here's Danny Milliken with Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons.
That is absolutely true. Danny Milliken is here with Sherry Hera, having some headphone problems, but she's here. She can't hear me, but she can hear you. No, I'm just kidding. 281-496-5711. We're Home Show Garden Pros, and we, hour number two. This is what we do. Sherry's here.
I am here.
And we're here
and
to help.
I can hear you.
Oh, nice, nice. Well, it's fine if you can hear me, but it's really important if you can hear the great folks calling with their questions.
Yes.
281-496-5711. And leading that team is Debbie. Hey, Debbie, congratulations. You're number one.
All right. I'm calling for my sister.
Okay.
Is this like a asking for a friend thing, or is this real?
Yes. No, it's real.
Okay, great.
She's in Michigan, so she doesn't get your show. I'm going to say 5 to 7 years ago, the electric company, Tree Trimmers, stored some equipment in her backyard at her lake house. And I'm thinking it must have been a stabilizer thing at a base like a papasan chair. It left a circle in her yard that doesn't grow grass anymore. Mm-hmm. She said this year it's looking a little better, but the grass is going brown again. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering what she can put to negate the effects of whatever was on that base.
Okay. So when we have heavy machinery stored on ground, compaction is going to be an issue over time. That, and there was no organic material that was kind of building up over time from other grasses being mowed, so the organic materials probably deplete too. So I would have her get a good compost and a good organic fertilizer and put it over that area. And over time, without doing anything, eventually grass will grow there. Because it will repair itself. But if she wants to speed up the process.
Oh, well, yeah. After this many years, she does.
Yeah. Yeah. So source a good organic compost. I don't know what they have in Michigan. I'm sure they have something up there.
I mean, next time you go, just, you know, fly Southwest and pack your bags fly free. You know,
yeah,
there you go.
I used to love to fly, but not so much anymore.
No, understandable.
Yeah.
But I'm more likely to drive and...
There you go. Then get her some compost and some microlife.
I do wonder, do you think that there's any chance that the machine dripped something like oil or something like that into that circle?
Well, I really don't know. It's almost like there was an oil or something on the base. Mm-hmm. Or it was a petroleum product. I suggested it might have been electrical wires. Mm-hmm. In a circle, but it's such a thin, such a narrow diameter, I don't think it would have been a whole roll of stuff. She thinks it was some kind of equipment.
This is where getting some compost on there would maybe lock up some of that. If there is some sort of residue that's slowing stuff down, it would lock up the last bit of it. Sherry,
okay.
What else could maybe should they put on that? Well, maybe let's just... assume there is some sort of spill or something like that. Other people deal with paint spills and gas spills.
Yeah, so in Texas, we have a company called Medina that makes the Medina Soil Activator that actually ties up hydrocarbons. So if there is any type of petroleum-based chemical, she could apply that. Now, I don't know if they sell it in Michigan.
They probably don't, but
you could actually mail that up, a quart of it, up to her. But it's called Medina Soil Activator.
Okay. And then I'm pretty sure I have seen leaf mold compost up there.
Okay.
Would that be?
Absolutely. That leaf mold is going to be one of the better composts. It's the best in Houston. So I would go ahead and get that, send her some Medina Soil Activator, and tell her to get a good organic lawn food.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Have
Debbie.
A good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The people up in the glacier soils, right, are so, I'm just going to say this, and only from a soil perspective, okay, mm-hmm. But they're spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
They're spoiled, and they can do whatever they want to the soil and still get generally good growth.
Right.
And so that's why, like, it's a lot harder to convince the kind of northern Midwest folks, Rust Belt included, like, you know, to use organics because they're like,
Their soil is good.
Where in here, you know, we put down all this stuff. Our lawns fail, our trees fail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're all about building up that soil life.
Right.
Where they're kind of like, well, we have all this glacier soil. But right. for now,
right,
we're watching, we're waiting.
It's like topsoil, right?
Yeah.
Topsoil up north, you go get a bag of topsoil and it's beautiful.
Yeah, it looks like
topsoil
compost.
Here is just like clay and sand.
Sand, yeah. Sometimes it is bank sand.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
No, it's pretty wild. Pretty wild stuff. Debbie, thanks for that call. It's so sweet of you to care about your sister so much. So if only my sister cared about me. No, I'm just kidding. I don't have a sister. I have two sister-in-laws that are wonderful. Three, I guess,
mm-hmm.
sisters-in-laws. Which one did I forget? If they're listening, they're probably mad at me. All right. 281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Summer is tough on lawnmowers. The ethanol in our gasoline can gum up the fuel system, making them run rough, if you can even get them started. Hi friends, Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer and Lawnmower Repair Shop. We can tune up your lawnmower, sharpen your blade, giving you a happier and healthier lawn. Since 1955, we have helped homeowners like you to improve their lawn and landscaping with trusted advice, tools, and solutions to fit your every need. Come see us, Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonette at Renwick, southwestfertilizer.com.
Be a lawn hero with MicroLife fertilizers this summer. Add Hybrid 2005 in the pink bag. It's loaded with rich humates and protects your lawn with 76 species of probiotics. Easy to apply, turns turf grass lush green, and lasts all summer. For trouble spots, use MicroLife Humates Plus in the purple bag to remove salts and toxins, conserve water, and improve your soils and plants. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. MicroLife fertilizers, available at all leading garden centers.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Hi, this is Nick Koenig. Come see us at Warren Southern Garden and Kingwood Garden Center.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 281-496-5711.
There's a really cool symposium on organic garden growing that's being put on by Texas AgriLife, the Fort Bend County, Texas AgriLife. So if you're in Sugar Land, Katy, you know, Cinco Ranch, Richmond, just go to their website. Fort Bend AgriLife is what you would put in the Google search. And soil stuff, veggie stuff, tree stuff, a lot of really good information going to be on that thing. And I'm really hoping AgriLife gets a little bit more organic focus because they are doing a lot of the teaching kind of in our state.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's fill up that class, folks. Let's get it in there. It is three really great teachers. So anyway, just public service announcement. Fort Bend AgriLife, an organic class. So there you go. That was the announcement.
There we go.
I don't remember where it is or what their website is. I know you spell AgriLife, AgriLife.
A-G-R-I.
Yes, exactly.
L-I-F-E, yep.
Yeah. Wow. She is going to spell it. I couldn't do it. So we, excuse me. Every week we do a really fun thing called our Facebook Live, Home Show Garden Pros. It's like a gardening TV show now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of funny because, like, you know, gardening TV show, you're not doing any gardening, but you could. Anyway, you're on it a lot. You don't know, Sherry, because
no.
We show your videos pretty often.
Oh, yep. Somebody in my neighborhood just posted one.
Oh, nice.
They're like, hey, we know her.
Yeah, hey, you know that lady. That's awesome. But we're always kind of dishing out great gardening information. And Boone Holiday, who's the agent in Fort Bend, was talking about this kind of garden symposium. So
mm-hmm. Okay.
Pretty jazzed about it.
Yeah.
They talk gardening. We talk gardening. We're Home Show Garden Pros. That's what we do. 281-496-5711. I'm going to say it one more time. 281-496-5711. What is your question for Sherry? She wants to help you out. She's literally an expert. I literally have an expert sitting here. I love it. I have some questions for you in a little bit. But first, Marcus, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
How you doing this morning?
Good. Thank you.
First time caller.
Nice.
I just bought a new home.
Congratulations.
Thank you. St. Augustine grass. Love St. Augustine grass. That's what I'm used to. Mm-hmm. Moved into a new subdivision. The homeowners association say Bermuda grass.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm lost. It's stringy. It's wimpy looking.
Yeah.
And I'm on a corner lot, so you know I have to make it pop.
Okay. So I think you can have that great experience with Bermuda. It's just you're going to have to, everything you knew about St. Augustine, just forget. So the biggest thing on the Bermuda is a lot of people think it is drought tolerant, and it is. Because it won't die necessarily if it doesn't get water. It just kind of goes into a dormant state, right? So you still have to water it to keep it green. You still need to feed it probably as much as your St. Augustine to keep it nice and lush. But you need to mow it shorter than you're used to mowing your St. Augustine. So you get rid of that wiry look and it's going to be a nice tight kind of like golf course look. Okay.
Okay.
So lower your mower deck to about 2 inches, would you say, Danny?
Yes,
about
that's 2 inches. That's a great height. But it can do less. That's kind of a cool thing about it.
You can go less if you need to. But you can 2 inches or lower.
So do I want to, because, you know, when you first start that the weeds are popping through like the weeds and took over already.
Yeah.
So what do I need to do about this?
Well,
what, is there some good product for that?
Yes and no. You want to do your mowing shorter, and that's going to create more competition because the grass is going to grow more laterally instead of getting tall, right? Where St. Augustine, you want to let it go taller to shade the weeds out. So it's just a different way of going about it.
But this is one of the secrets of growing Bermuda,
mm-hmm.
is convincing growing the right height so it goes sideways.
Right.
Just like for all the listeners, what Sherry just said is like, unlocks some of the benefit of Bermuda.
Right, right. And figure out your watering on it. Now, that's going to be based on your soil that you're in. And I don't know if it, new construction, what they did building practice-wise, is it hard, packed clay, yuck? And if that's the case, we need to start increasing that organic material by compost top dressing, using the MicroLife Humates Plus, liquid seaweed, all these good things, okay? And so that's going to get the Bermuda healthy and happy. You're going to be doing your mowing right. Then we want to only spot treat weeds with the appropriate weed killer. What part of town are you in?
I'm in Rosenberg.
Okay. So the Enchanted Nurseries that are down there, you can go in with your specific weeds. I would take pictures. You can take pictures, take samples, and let's get you the right weed killer because we're seeing a lot of sedges right now, and sedges will come up in your Bermuda and grow like mad, right? But you want to use a specific sedge killer for that. There are some weeds that will create competition or compete well with the Bermuda, but then there's some that are just opportunistic, and if we get everything else going good, they won't survive if you're mowing correctly and feeding correctly. And then get on a good regimen of feeding. I prefer doing the organic to build the soil. So go on MicroLife's website and see which products you need to be doing. I would say start with the Humates Plus and the MicroLife Hybrid with that 20% nitrogen to really spur on some good growth.
Okay.
Water everything in with the liquid seaweed, the super seaweed.
Okay.
Okay, I think you'll see a huge improvement pretty quickly, especially since you'll be working more organically.
Right. Okay, that sounds good.
Okay.
Hey, and Marcus, we're going to actually stay in this conversation because I'm going to dig a little bit deeper in the St. Augustine Bermuda because so many Houstonians are dealing with what you're dealing with, or they're considering a switch. So we're just actually going to stay on this topic and even dig a little bit deeper. So just so you know, Marcus, like, stay tuned, you know?
I shall, because, you know, like I said, I'm on the corner lot.
No, we want that thing to look, we want people to be like, wow, this guy, he knows how to do Bermuda. They're like, they're going to be like, let's have him on our radio show talking Bermuda, you know?
That's what right?
Yeah, that's the goal. That's the goal.
All right. Thank you much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a great day, Marcus.
So a lot of great practical advice.
Yeah.
How to do it, but let's dig in. We'll dig in after the break.
Okay.
Because I think the water thing, the feeding thing, and some of the mowing practices are way different.
Yeah.
Like you said.
Yes.
281-496-5711. Sherry Hera is here. Not Sherry Hera is hair. That's not what's happening. She has hair, and she is here. 281-496-5711, Home Show Garden Pros.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
Slugs and snails attacking your garden? Sluggo Snail Bait is approved for use in vegetable gardens and can be used all over the yard wherever slugs and snails are eating your plants. Sluggo is made from iron phosphate and can be used around pets and wildlife. Plus, it's OMRI listed for organic gardening. A little Sluggo goes a long way. Ask for Sluggo at your local garden supply store. For a beautiful garden and the time to enjoy it, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products.
We're all about tomato love. Want to grow them in the fall? Start your seeds now. Your Home Show Garden Pros are back with growing kits and tasty tomato seeds. Right now, we're sprouting advice here on the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, this is Joey from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond. Overwatering can cause fungus not only in your grass, but your plants too. Remember to adjust your irrigation system or maybe just turn it off until all this rain is over. And speaking of problems that too much rain causes, get ready for an onslaught of mosquitoes. Make sure you don't have any standing water where mosquitoes can breed. Did you know that there are some plants that will naturally deter mosquitoes? Lemongrass, rosemary, and lavender work great. Our nurseries are well stocked with beautiful annuals, perennials, shrubs, and trees to get your landscaping looking fabulous for the summer. With all this rain we've had lately, make sure you fertilize your plants and flowers to keep them blooming. We have lots of good options ranging from Color Star, MicroLife products, and also the Fox Farms line. Enchanted Forest is located on FM 2759 near Sugarland and Greatwood. Enchanted Gardens is located on FM 359 near Richmond and Cinco Ranch. Be sure and check us out on Facebook and Instagram, Enchanted Forest Richmond or Enchanted Gardens Richmond, or both. And now we're back to Anita and Danny.
Well, Anita left, Joey, but Sherry's here and doing a great job dishing out awesome information. And we're kind of doing a compare and contrast with St. Augustine.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're very efficient and incredible knowledge. It's mm-hmm. a big topic.
It is. And I don't know what my passion for lawns are, but I love grass. I mean, I love it.
Yeah.
Love it. And
we're like not supposed to, right?
I know. We're
but
supposed to be like
kinda do
get
too.
Rid of your yards. Yeah. I don't know. It softens the earth and it, I don't know. Yeah. I love a good green space and a nice, cool, lush lawn. Like right now in my St. Augustine, it's nice and lush and cool and
yeah,
just the deepest, darkest green you've ever
right,
seen.
Right, beautiful. Takes care of itself, basically.
Yes.
So on those take care of itself topic, mm-hmm. right? When I mow St. Augustine, I'm doing a mulch blade on my Honda, mm-hmm. really mixing it up, chopping it up. And I really do feel like that's fertilizer.
Yes.
That with overspraying with like seaweed or, you know, putting down Humates Plus, like yeah. you mentioned, that's enough fertilizer for the St. Augustine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been my approach for years. Every other year or so, I do a compost top dressing every 3 years. But when I was taking care of Bermuda, you don't drop nearly as much clippings.
Right, because they're skinny.
I mean, literally, in one week, I'm dropping like 2 inches of St. Augustine clippings.
St. Augustine, right.
And like, it was like a, you know, quarter of an inch of Bermuda clipping. So you're not getting any fertilizer, mm-hmm. any of that leaf clipping. You're not self-mulching or self-composting the grass.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so do you think that that's like what does that mean for care?
So that means you need to fertilize more.
Gotcha.
In your Bermuda, right?
The Bermuda needs to be fertilized more than St. Augustine.
Yes, yes. So this low maintenance, drought tolerant grass has become more work. So, but I'm telling you what, there are some beautiful Bermuda lawns out there. I mean, look at golf courses. That's
right.
Bermuda.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
So it, there is a beauty to it, but I think you just can't go with the, it's lower maintenance, I don't have to do as much, because you're not going to have the beautiful lawn.
And that's why the neighborhoods are saying you have to have Bermuda, because somewhere some landscape designer planner was like,
well, because it's native, right?
But it's not.
Coastal Bermuda is.
I don't think so. Not native. No, I think it's brought in with cow. I think it's brought in with the cattle industry.
Okay.
I think, but you know, all the plants were spread by people basically, except for the trees. But I'm just saying, it's like, it's, you're, what you're saying is that it survives with no care, the coastal Bermuda.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It survives.
But I mean, it grows on our roadways, it grows in pastures.
Grows in my driveway.
Yes. It's, yeah. It's just wild.
Right, right.
Like you were saying, it's wild.
Yeah.
Now the varieties in that we're growing in as lawns right now are hybrid varieties.
Gotcha.
So it's
they're
not the same,
okay.
Right?
Oh, yeah, like Tifway 419.
Right. They're not the same as our wild kind of roadside Bermudas.
I tried to make an analogy to see if Cherry liked it, of comparing a Bermuda to St. Augustine. Bermuda was a coyote and St. Augustine was a dog. She was like, okay, yeah.
Sure.
I was like, oh, it's not good.
My brain's not working.
No, you saved me from actually like sounding like an idiot saying that. But then I said it anyway. So,
yeah.
Okay, so it needs more fertilizer.
Yes.
And really nitrogen.
Really nitrogen, yeah.
Because that's what the lawn clippings are giving you.
And you really need to work harder to build up that organic material,
okay.
Right? Because you're not putting it there as efficiently as you would be in the St. Augustine lawn every week when you're mulching your mower.
Yeah.
So, you know, compost top dressing, especially like the last caller
Marcus,
with it's a new yard.
Right.
So new yards have no organic material because the building practices of digging the streets out, throwing that up in the yards, and then bringing in some bank sand or whatever they bring in to level.
Yeah.
And then they sod right on top of
right
that.
Right on top of it.
So that's the number one thing is we've got to build up that organic material and then start feeding it appropriately.
So Marcus's first move, and a lot of people, is compost top dressing.
Compost top dressing. Now, a big, huge corner lot like that is going to be hard. So you might pick sections or...
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I do in my little tiny 2,000 square foot front yard, is I'll pick sections and build up with compost.
Absolutely.
So that is a number one early on. If you can start doing that, you'll save yourself a lot of time and money.
Gotcha. And then I've seen it in action.
Yes.
I'm just always surprised to think about it, is that to have a lush St. Augustine yard, you build the soil up and you're done.
Yeah.
You don't have to water anymore. You really do a little bit of fertilizing here and there.
Yeah.
Winterize it with some minerals. I mean, maybe 3-4 fertilizers a year, but...
Depending on our rainfall. If we're having a lot of rainfall, and you can tell your grass gets hungry because nitrogen moves through the soil.
Yes, that's right.
But... You know, at our house, in my house,
right,
about twice a year is all I'm having
for St. Augustine
to feed it based on the appearance. Now, I could go out there 5 times a year if I really wanted to, but it's not necessary once you get to that good level
space.
Yeah, if your soil is healthy.
But that's not going to be true for the St. Augustine, for the Bermuda.
For the Bermuda, I think you're going to have to continually feed. Not I think. I know you're going to have to continually feed it to keep it as healthy and lush and keep the weeds out.
But this is also true for watering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Drainage is a bigger issue. Irrigation is a bigger issue.
Right. And like we were saying, you know, these neighborhoods are putting in Bermuda because they're drought tolerant. They won't die. They'll go dormant in the summertime, right? They'll turn completely brown.
Which is so terrible.
Then we get a few rains and it turns green again. Where St. Augustine, if you didn't give it any water all summer and you had no organic material, yes, you will have areas of it die, or you'll get bugs or something. But so I don't find that it's more drought tolerant to keep and maintain
to have a usable lawn.
green lawn
right,
through
right.
the summer. Yeah.
So cool. And so that when it comes to Bermuda, more organic fertilizer, that MicroLife Hybrid, MicroLife mm-hmm. Humates Plus is a combo. And then you do have to really keep an irrigation schedule.
Yeah.
I mean, we're saying just turn your water off. We're really talking about St. Augustine.
Right.
And that is going to be our next segment is it's raining a lot. You should turn your water off. We're going to talk about that and yeah. some other problems that may be coming from there.
Okay.
Sherry Hara, incredible advice. 281-496-5711 is the Home Show Garden Pros.
Rev up your plants with Dakota Rev Organic Growth Stimulant. Rev is the easy, organic way to grow healthier plants and turf grasses. Super concentrated, just add water and spray. Used for years by landscapers and elite golf courses. Rev is now available to jumpstart your plants and lawns. Grab a bottle of Dakota Rev All-Natural Plant Stimulant. You'll see the difference. Available at Southwest Fertilizer, Friendswood Hardware, Garden Pro locations, or online at OrganicRev.com.
My little darling is a firecracker.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
We just spent quite a bit of time talking about Bermuda and St. Augustine. And, you know, if you're in town and you're looking for help from this stuff or any of these products that we're talking about, Southwest Fertilizer has them. They also love lawns. We always feel kind of naughty when we say it, but when it comes down, we all have them. It's a space that you can actually affect the world positively through mm-hmm. if you just tend it in a certain way. And Southwest Fertilizer is such a set of knowledge. They have so much knowledge there. But they also have so many great products, so many great organic products to put down on your lawn and synthetic products that you can use to solve problems. So many soils, great soil selection, great mold selection. I love their fertilizers. They have a Earth Essentials fertilizer that they make that's really cool. It's really nice to kind of kick up real quick. You can put it out. Great for low-budget fertilizing. They have this huge wall of lawn and garden tools. So many tools. You'll be like, what is this? Bird feeders, the birding stuff. So much birding stuff. It's great. And then in the way back is their full-service mower repair center. It's so great to get your lawn blades sharpened. Get your lawnmower all tuned up. Like getting a new mower, but it costs a lot less. And again, the best part is the friendly yard geeks. They're just so great. They've been doing it since 1955, doing a great job in Houston. So, you know, you're not traveling around to find something. It's called Southwest Fertilizer. You can check their website, southwestfertilizer.com. They're just doing a great job.
Yes. Bob Patterson's pretty awesome dude.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
And, you know, the last few years they've got tomatoes in very early.
Oh, okay.
But it's, you know, they'll get like four flats in.
Yeah.
Because that's all they can source in January. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, scoop! You know, I was going to scoop them up. You know, then Dakota Rev that I get there also. Uh-huh. And it works great. It works great. 281-496-5711. Answering your gardening questions. We're going to keep that going. Maureen, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have learned from Danny that I'm not supposed to carry over certain products from year to year. So I do have two bags of worm castings, and not sure how I was going to use them, but right now I'm looking at the lawn. Of course, we've had so much rain that it looks nice and green, but just had it mowed, and I asked for a high cut, and I see there's some areas browning out, and I have been listening to you talking. And I'm trying to conserve water, but yet have a wonderful property. And I know that Danny has said he hasn't watered since, what, 2011?
Yes.
So I am trying to augment my soil and give it a chance. So I do have a couple of spots that I was thinking worm castings are not food, but they could add to the depth of the soil, or they could just add to the soil. So since I have it, am I thinking correctly? I know that there's a lot of other products to protect it and add fertilizer, but since I've already paid for the worm casting.
Yeah, you already got them.
Yeah, and I wasn't really sure if this was part of the process.
Well, let's hear what Sherry thinks.
Yeah, I mean, worm castings are going to be probably the exception to the rule on things that you can carry over. I mean, I've had some pretty dried up worm castings, but when you put it in the soil and get it in contact with water, some cocoons will be in there that have laid dormant too. So it kind of comes back to life, and it is food for the soil. It is. It does have nitrogen in it, so it would be very beneficial. Absolutely.
Okay, so should I be hand spreading it? I do have a fertilizer, you know, that you run back and forth on. Well, I don't run. I walk back and forth.
I mean, I would just...
Or should I just scoop it and...
Just scoop it and put it out in the areas that are struggling.
Okay, and yeah. We're expecting so much rain, I just thought this might be a good day to
Yes,
this
would be perfect. It looks like rain is coming really soon.
Right. I have some basket plants, and so I want it. And I do have, I think it's B61 or something like that,
uh-huh.
which says wonderful food for everything.
Yes.
I have this basket of peonies, and I don't really know whether it's getting dry, and I keep on watering it, and the poor plants keep on blooming, but not like when I got them in April.
Uh-huh.
So am I asking too much, or have they spent their time
I think they've probably spent their time, and you can try to feed them and prolong their life a little bit, maybe move them into a little bit more shade.
Would worm castings
okay.
be a viable?
Worm castings as a top dressing would be amazing.
See, you got this great thing. Are they? It sounds like you've got big bags of worm castings. I mean,
yes,
how many worms?
So many worms.
Two of them.
So, yeah. But, you know, I'm trying not to overdo it because I think sometimes human intervention is the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm going to do something, I thought I've got natural, I'm going to try to be fair to the earth. Put it
yes.
that way, and myself.
And I do appreciate, we definitely appreciate that perspective, Maureen. Thanks so much for your call.
All righty. Have a good one.
You too.
You too.
Bye-bye.
We love that you listened in, and, you know, call back next week. I love hearing from you. The thing about the human intervention,
mm-hmm.
you know, I get it. We don't want to disrupt, you know, Boy Scouts. Was never one, but I love the leave no trace deal. Leave everything better where you found it. But we've intervened so much already.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, there isn't the natural, it's your lawn, your hanging baskets
yeah.
aren't the natural setting.
Right, right. I find that the right human intervention
right, exactly.
is good. So, you know,
awesome.
I think anytime you can take a standpoint of I'm going to work with nature and build on what nature needs.
Right, yes.
Then you're intervening in a good way.
Yeah.
Because you're in a very controlled environment. Your little postage stamp of a yard, right?
Right, right.
That's really all you have control over in this world is where you live. And so if you can kind of step back and go, okay, what's happening in my yard, and not go at it as I'm going to kill it or I'm going to control it,
yeah.
but I'm going to figure out why it's there and let's work with the environment.
Mm.
And it's always about building the soil.
It's beautiful. It's
always
it's,
about building the soil.
It is an approach that has short-term effects
mm-hmm.
and very long-term effects.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this is the approach, and we call it working with nature.
Right.
Because like they're these systems.
Right. Well, you know, a lot of people think that weeds are there just to annoy you.
Yeah, because they
and
hate
I don't
you.
Know how many times I can say this. They're not there to make you mad.
They're not.
One, they're either opportunistic and they can just get in where they can fit in. Like you have a weakened St. Augustine, sure, you'll get a few little weeds in there.
Right.
Okay. The name of the game is get the St. Augustine healthy and happy. And
yeah.
it is the biggest weed we grow here.
And your best weed control device.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, if you have one particular weed that is just proliferating in one little area, we need to go, well, what did something happen
yes.
to the grass? Or what is Mother Nature trying to tell me? Is it a low-lying area that's staying wet?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
right
we
now
can,
it is.
We can kill the weed. You and I know how to kill
yes.
every
yeah.
weed.
Absolutely.
We know all the products to kill the weeds. But you can kill them. What's going to happen after they're dead? They're going to come back.
Right.
Until we fix the problem. Most of the time,
yeah.
it's compaction, it's drainage, foot traffic. We've got to get to what the stress is. And I'm just talking lawns.
No, right.
Now, in your flower beds, too, things
yeah.
like nutsedge accumulating in one area, there has to be
yeah.
some kind of a water issue.
Mm.
So if we don't ever address that, or back off our water, it's always going to come back. So, you know, sometimes people come in, oh, you sold me this to kill this weed. Well, it killed it, but then it came back.
Yeah.
So in their mind is it didn't die.
Yeah, right.
Because
right.
it kept coming back. Yeah. Well, Mother Nature's going to put something to grow there.
She's going to do something there.
She wants to stabilize her soil. She wants to aerate it. You know, all these things. So,
I heard a complaint one time. I don't know if it was you that told me about it, but it was somebody had dollar weed real bad in an area,
mm-hmm.
bought a bunch of stuff, refused to listen to soil advice,
yeah.
killed all the dollar weed, and then it was Virginia buttonweed grew in the area really bad. And they were like, what? You know, and it was like, well, fix the soil, you know,
yeah.
stop overwatering.
They're all water weeds.
Yeah, so true. So true. We're going to keep on answering your gardening questions, dishing out great gardening advice, 281-496-5711. We're going to kind of change gears a little bit because I have this fun red, white, and blue section that I want to do with Sherry. Sherry Hara, Plants for All Seasons, wonderful place, wonderful person. Going to keep the garden talk going. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
We want your food waste. Seriously, we're Moonshot Compost. We're recycling valets who make composting clean and easy. We give you an airtight Moonshot container. You fill it with food waste. Leave it on your front porch or drop it off. Like a good valet, we do the rest. Composting food waste, keeping it out of landfills, earning you compost rewards. How easy is that? Moonshot Compost means no bugs, no smells, no mess. Learn more, get started. Visit startcomposting.com.
Get growing at Warren Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's get you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrensoutherngardens.com.
Raise the bar for a healthier lawn. Raise your lawnmower now, 4 inches for St. Augustine and 2.5 inches for Bermuda. You'll save water and time and get more resilient lawn. Raising the Lawn and Garden Bar. It's what makes us Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Hey, this is John Ferguson with Nature's Way Resources. I just want to invite everybody to come out to our nursery this morning. We're having a special class from 9 to about 10:30 on butterfly gardening, and it's specially focused at children. So come on out and learn about how to do it, the host plants and the pollinators, plus pick up a few for your own garden. We'd love to see you. We got everything you might need from the MicroLife fertilizers to Rev to molasses to vinegar and all the other organic amendments. We're a 100% organic nursery. We've got a very knowledgeable staff. Many of the people, degrees in horticulture, botany, plant and animal science from Texas A&M. You know, I'm a soil scientist, so we're here to help solve your problems. So just bring anything you got in, bring it in. Let us take a look. We've got a huge selection of plants. We've already planted 100 species of plants in our display gardens. We added a pollinator garden this year. We're in the process of putting in a birding garden, and then later on this summer we plan to have a dragonfly garden.
And coming up in a couple weeks, since we dry out, we're introducing a brand new general purpose compost made out of brush and stuff. It's great for flower beds, and like I said, as soon as it dries out, it'll be available both in bulk and bags, and it's a beautiful product.
The nursery is children and pet friendly, so bring your dog or your children, come see us, and just have a good time and enjoy nature. We're serving North Houston, the Woodlands, and Lake Conroe area, located right off the end of 1488 on the east side of I-45. And now let's get back to Sherry and Danny.
John, love that place up there. Sounds like a cool class, pollinators.
It does, yeah.
Yeah. We talking about native plants and how great they are.
Mm-hmm.
So the feeding the wildlife, participating in the systems of nature
right.
involves more than us often.
Right.
So cool, really cool stuff. All right, 281-496-5711. Big topic. Everybody's dying to hear our 4th of July tradition, red, white, and blue plants.
Okay.
Red plants.
Begonias.
Oh.
Salvias. Vinca. Penta. There's a red Angelonia, but it's not true red.
Hmm.
But you could do a muted red.
There are some begonias where that red is like, whoa, that's
it
red.
It is red, red, yeah.
And then pentas have a nice red, like that red on your Starbucks cup.
Mm-hmm.
Like a Christmas red.
Yes.
Yeah. That may not be because that Christmas.
It is Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Christmas in July, folks. I like this. Pintus. We'll go with Pintus as our selection this year. Pintus. All right. Red, white.
White. Let's see.
Wait, hold on. Stop the presses.
What?
Are begonia flowers edible?
I have no idea. I'd have to Google it.
Somebody was telling me they were. I have begonias.
I mean, I like the thought of edible flowers.
It's like on a salad.
But I just never eat them.
Yeah, it's like, it's already kind of hard to make a salad.
Yeah.
It's like, you're telling me I'm going to slice all these tomatoes, carrots, broccoli, whatever I'm putting in here.
Do all that work
and then I'm
going to
go pick some flowers. Yeah, no, I'm just been pouring. I'm supposed to make my own salad dressing now?
Right.
What a world. What a world. Okay, white flowers.
Okay, so we could do vinca. There's the, if we're doing pentas for our red, then I would do the Mediterranean vinca in the white.
Okay, I like that.
Which would be lower growing. There's diamond frost euphorbia, which is kind of dainty and wispy, but tough as nails. So you could do that as well. Oh, what else do we have? There's white begonias.
Back to the begonias again.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And there's white pentas. And there's white angelonia.
I think that you're right. The Mediterranean vinca is our white.
Mm-hmm.
So this is for you guys to go out today and get these to make your American flag planting bed. Okay? You think I'm kidding. I'm not. It's just required. All right. Next up is blue. So it's funny because I was like, Sherry, blue is so hard for me. And she's like, rattled off six blues. And I was like, oh, yeah, those are cool plants. All right. So we have vinca and pinta. So what size do we need?
We can either go bigger
than bigger.
The pinta or go smaller than the Mediterranean vinca.
Ooh.
So I'm going to say let's go big.
Yes. Go big or go home.
With the plumbago.
Plumbago. All
Or you could do like a blue salvia that gets bigger, like the Mystic Spires.
Oh, that's nice.
That would be really nice, too. There, we have some beautiful Victoria Blue Salvia, Rhea.
That's what we're doing, the Victoria Blue. That's medium size, right?
Yeah, it's going to get a little taller than your pinta.
So we have this stack of Victoria Blue in front of your pintas, and then your vincas are kind of...
You got it.
You got a lump in the middle. Yeah, awesome. All right, so folks, there you go. There you go. So get on up to Plants for All Seasons.
Patriotic pot.
See, people don't think 4th of July is a season, but it really is.
It kind of is.
What else are we going to do in July? You know what I mean?
We're going to picnic.
But it's like, this is it. You know, it's like 4th of July. It's the rest of the week. The rest of the month is just like, all right, we're just Julying it. Normal life. All right. So that's awesome. Our red, white, and blue flowers. For those of you podcast listening that want to go straight to it, mark this down. It's the 46th minute of the podcast. So there we go. Nice. That was good. So that's good. Red, white, and blue flowers. There you go. Done. 281-496-5711. Got a little bit more time to answer gardening questions. If not, I get my questions answered. So I'm good either way. 281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Are you ready to get back in the garden? Hi, it's Anita.
Get away by getting into your garden. Nelson's Nursery and Katie can help. Annuals and perennials, veggies and herbs, plus all you'll need to help them grow.
And be sure to check out our colorful and beautiful fountains.
Exotic disappearing water fountains in all shapes and sizes, and exotic fish for backyard ponds, plus one-of-a-kind pots direct imported by Nelson's. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. You can find them at nelsonwatergardens.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
Landscaper's Pride Mulches and Soils. Premium quality and locally sourced. Grow with us.
Dakota Rev Organic Growth Stimulant for faster growing, healthier gardens, lawns, shrubs, and trees.
Southwest Fertilizer, quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
We talked about a few other products already in the show, but it's MicroLife.
Mm-hmm.
So MicroLife,
our favorite.
Yeah, well, what are some of your favorites?
Well, pretty much everything, but my new favorite So is the Biomatrix, which is their liquid.
So great.
Anything with roots will benefit from it.
Okay.
And
lots of plants have roots.
Oh, yeah. And it's full of bacteria. And you know what bacteria do, right?
Well, tell me. I mean, it's better radio.
They poop fertilizer.
Yes, that's nice.
So you're putting fertilizer down.
Right.
That has bacteria in it, which are beneficial.
Right. Yeah,
there's
absolutely
good and bad, right? And these are all good ones. And they just kind of exist and keep fertilizing for you.
That is awesome. Their bodies are made up of lots of nitrogen.
Right.
And so it may not be on the label,
right,
but it's a nitrogen-rich fertilizer.
Yes.
That is awesome.
It's a great one. So if you could get Humates Plus, put it all over your grass, water it in with some Biomatrix, you'll have as green a yard as I do.
Will Biomatrix have a positive effect on like some lawn fungi?
It absolutely will, because the bacteria in there will eat the lawn fungi.
There you go. So Biomatrix, great for your lawns.
Mm-hmm.
We were just talking off air about how bad I am at potted plants.
Uh-huh.
And all I really need to do is, instead of watering the plant, I need to put my watering bucket. I need to get a pretty decorative watering can.
Mm-hmm.
And put super seaweed in that, and then instead of watering my plant directly with my hose, water into the bucket, and then fertilize every time I water.
Every time.
Because I'm not fertilizing enough, and so they're all just like fading away.
Yeah, potted plants require lots of feeding.
And in this case, lots of microlife.
Yes.
So their 624 is great. The Ultimate is incredible for veggies, high needs plants. Humates Plus, we've talked about three times already in the show.
Mm-hmm.
They just are making a great line of stuff. Basically, they make gardening easier in our area.
Right.
With these poor people in Michigan that Debbie called about can't get microlife yet.
Right.
And so it's like, you know, we can. So celebrate, use it. It's great stuff. Microlifefertilizer.com. 281-496-5711. We want to hear from you. And Matt, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Danny?
Yeah, Matt, yes. Hello. I thought you were about to say Sherry right after that.
What? Danny and Sherry, it's been a while. Good morning.
I know. How are you?
Been a while.
I'm doing good, and I have a quick question, please. Sherry, when will you get tomato plants in for the fall?
Probably within the next 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Should I call and put my name on a list?
Absolutely. Call Kat today. Leave your name and number, and then, we'll give you a call, hopefully soon, because I'm ready to get started, too.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Question. What about cucumbers for the fall if I get them in with the tomato plants? What do you think?
So I just started some new cucumber seeds. My cucumbers are still going like mad, but I wanted to do some different varieties. So I did cucumbers. I did some climbing summer squash. I've had great success with doing a late crop of cucumbers. So
nice.
Yep, I would say go for it.
Good. One more question. my cucumbers are going crazy also.
Uh-huh.
And when I bought my tomatoes from you back in March, it was Chef Jeff, I believe,
uh-huh,
variety.
Uh-huh.
Will you get Celebrity and some more grape cherry tomatoes?
Yes, I'm sure those will be in the mix. Celebrities are a pretty typical fall selection. We won't have as big a selection in the fall as we do in the spring. But we should get a good selection of cherry type and celebrities, okay?
Okay, and you all be careful. Have a great Independence and Freedom Day.
Yes,
you too, Matt.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Great questions, great call, great guy.
Yes.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Crabgrass blows, sneaks into your yard, spreads like crazy, ruins your lawn. There's one weed killer naturally safer for people and pets. AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer snuffs out crabgrass, dollarweed, clover, and other weeds without harming St. Augustine, Bermuda, and most yard grasses. Proven effective organically. See results in just days. Simple to apply and kills the roots. Blow weeds away naturally. Grab AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer at any Garden Pro location. Find the store near you at agrilawn.com.
Rev up your plants with Dakota Rev Organic Growth Stimulant. Rev is the easy, organic way to grow healthier plants and turf grasses. Super concentrated, just add water and spray. Used for years by landscapers and elite golf courses.
Rev is now available to jumpstart your plants and lawns. Grab a bottle of Dakota Rev all-natural plant stimulant. You'll see the difference. Available at Southwest Fertilizer, Friendswood Hardware, Garden Pro locations, or online at OrganicRev.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros. Rockin' in the USA.
We were just literally talking about worms. And I know I've seen fall tent caterpillars again, mm-hmm. round two this year, which is kind of rare. You were talking about army worms.
Army worms, just like literally marching in a line, it's like just devouring grass.
And it sounds like a children's book. We're going to move away from that and talk about how to stop them. Mm-hmm. And that's Monterey BT.
Yes.
So tell the people what BT is.
Bacillus thuringiensis, and it's targeted pest control. So you're not just spraying and killing all your beneficials. You're targeting that caterpillar. So it's not going to hurt your ladybugs or your you want aphids. You don't want aphids, right?
Right.
But it won't kill all your other bugs.
Yeah, it won't kill your other bugs. It can't hurt your dogs mm-hmm. or the birds no. or whatever either, or you.
Right.
And so that's a huge thing. When we're considering maybe a few yards are going to see sod webworm, mm-hmm. I'm still dealing with army worms in my garden.
Yeah.
And so I'm using BT all over the place.
Tomato hornworms.
Yes.
And it's just a wormy, worm year.
It is a wormy. Mm-hmm.
I guess they're actually caterpillars. But.
It's a caterpillar.
Yeah.
Okay, that didn't work as well. But what's another Monterey product that you enjoy?
Well, my favorite's the Takedown Garden Spray.
Yes, yes.
Because it's safe to use. It doesn't last very long, which is a good thing in our world, right? But it knocks back the whitefly.
Yeah.
Really effectively. And if you can get citrus whitefly with a product, you know it's a good product.
Absolutely. I mean, you recommended it months ago, and I mm-hmm. used it on corn. I had aphids all over my corn. Mm-hmm. And I released ladybugs, but then the ladybugs all got destroyed by fire ants that were protecting the aphids.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, what? And so I did the Takedown
Garden Spray. It's canola and pyrethrin.
And it saved the day on some corn, wound up getting about 15 ears in a mm-hmm. little bitty garden, which is so cool. So
nice.
Monterey Lawn and Garden, they got a ton of solutions. They're doing just a great job. Check their website out, MontereyLawnGarden.com. All right, we have time for one quick question. Albert, it's got to be quick, man.
Yes, I just cut down an oak tree and, it leaves I got a bunch of bare patches, clover leaves, and weeds.
Mm-hmm.
I got St. Augustine. What's the best way to get that Augustine to grow again?
So, yeah, so you took down a tree,
yeah.
and the area where you took the tree down is where the weeds are coming in?
Yeah, I got my front lawn, and it's bare patches, clover uh-huh. leaves, and other weeds. And I'm, the grass, and again, Augustine is trying to grow back in.
Yeah.
How can I help it out?
So by top dressing with a good organic compost, like the leaf mold compost, and then using some liquid seaweed to water it in with. And the grass is going to want to grow right over that.
Yeah, that's great advice. We got to get the activity going, and there's still the roots down there we got to break down. So
you got to break them down.
Great question, Albert. Hope that helps. Compost top dress, soak in with super seaweed.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good solution for almost every problem that you've got in your soil.
So, really is.
I love that. That's great advice. That's the show. That's a wrap, as they say.
Okay.
Great job, Sherry.
Thank
as
you.
As always.
Everybody have a good, safe 4th.
Be safe.
Yes.
Don't drink so much. All right. Home Show Radio starts after this quick break.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At HomeShowRadio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show Podcast. Always on.
Always free.
HomeShowRadio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.